Friday morning from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Righto, so a CGT, it may or may not happen, depending on Winston, of course, but we got the recommendations yesterday. What'd you see?
Well, Mike, let's just be clear about a few things first. This is a big document, makes a lot of recommendations. And it's not just a document on capital gains tax. I mean, no, that's the key point of interest, but there's other stuff in there as well. I mean, and it's also interesting what's not in there. So no wealth tax, but you're going to get a tax on things like fertilizer. There's environmental taxes there. They're going to review the taxation on charities. So it wasn't just CGT for a start. Now, second issue that I think there was not unanimity with the group. So there's a minority view as well. There's a minority report, actually, that you can go and have a look at, which hasn't, I think, received as much attention as the main report. And you also can't escape the fact, Mike, that there's going to be a political overlay to the final recommendations. I mean, there's 99 recommendations in there. Highly unlikely that the majority of those will make their way into legislation. But there will be a political overlay to the final recommendations. I think Liam Dan in the Herald wrote something about that you've got this very broad, sweeping, reasonably aggressive stance allows for somebody to come in and make a political statement by moderating it. So I think that's important. So it's not just CGT. In all fairness, the report is looking at improving the fairness structure and balance of the tax system. So on the one hand, you've got CGT, which will raise revenue around $8 billion. But on the other hand, you're giving it out as well. So there are a range of packages in there which are aimed at sort of redistributing that $8 billion. So there are four packages which are... They're primarily aimed at lower tax brackets, increasing the threshold level for the income tax brackets, making the helping low income savers into KiwiSaver. So there are a number of packages there, but Mike, CGT is the main talking point, isn't it?
Exactly. And then you get the political aspect of it. So you look at people like Winston Peters, for example, who's, first of all, he said he doesn't want a CGT full stop. So if you take him at his word, this is going nowhere. But then if you bring in the politics, he might exempt farms, for example. So then if you exempt farms, you ask yourself, well, what's different between a farm and a business? And why would I invest in a business and grow a business and take the risk on a business and employ people in a business if at the end of it I'm going to get whacked?
Yeah, I have a couple of real issues here. And before you think this is just the standard positioning of somebody that works in the financial markets, I think this is about fairness. And there are a couple of structural problems here. The first structural problem, I think, is that the CGT comes into the marginal tax rate. Now, I think that's onerous and high. And while people might say, but hang on a sec, that's the same as we can see in other countries, Australia, you're taxed at sort of marginal tax rate. But it's not as simple as that, Mike, because for a start, you get discounts on the CGT that you pay in Australia. Secondly, there's no allowance for inflation. And I would go further than that and say there's no recognition of the actual cost of capital for businesses. And we've got a government at the moment that wants to focus on productivity. So we want to ensure that people use their capital effectively and for the benefit of the economy. Now, this CGT proposal in its current form does not do that. And I want to make a very simple point here. You are now, what you're actually doing now, Mike, is you're inviting government into your business on an unequal basis. They are an active participant in your business from the moment that you start making profits because you pay tax. So there you are, you're sitting there, you're employing people, you're paying tax, you're making profit. The government will now take a third of any gains from the valuation date. You will wear the cost of capital from that point, that from the valuation date. You will also wear the cost of inflation. So let's just imagine over 10 years your business makes a capital gain of $200,000. Inflation's running at 2%. Mm-hmm. So in time value of money, 20% of your capital gain is now useless to you because inflation has eroded that benefit, but the government will still take a third.
33%, yeah.
What that means is you've effectively lost half of the capital gain. And
that's
you've introduced them on an unequal basis.
And it's a classic left wing. Well, it's Michael Cullen, it's Grant Robertson, isn't it? And they set out to achieve it. But we'll see what happens. There's a couple of months for them to allegedly think about it and come back to us. Now, Friday morning, what are these numbers?
The US share market's down a little bit. Must have heard about the CGT down here. 25,869 on the Dow Jones, which is down about 0.33%. The S&P 500, 2778, down 6. The Nasdaq, 7471, down 18. FTSE 100, 7162, down 66. The Nikkei 21464, they were up 33. Shanghai Composite down small, 2751. On the ASX 200, 6139, up 43 across the Tasman. NZX 50, we closed at 9300. We're up 51 or 0.56% on the day. Kiwi dollar a little bit lower this morning, Mike, 0.6807 against the US, 0.9613 against the Aussie, 0.6002 against the Euro, 0.5212 pounds, 75.36 yen. Gold, $1,331.44, down $14. And oil, Brent crude, $67.08.
Have a fantastic weekend. See you Monday. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.